I'm going to go through what we've learned over the last 2.5 years, 2 years, in partnering with a lot of the OEMs and particularly with immersive technologies and use of the simulator to improve our operators. I'll give you a little bit of history, Ray. You can buy one of these trucks. Just go see the Liebherr guy. They'll put a special custom paint job on it. That's a Liebherr T282B that we painted for Breast Cancer Awareness Week. And then we parked it for a week and let our employees sign it with best wishes to their loved ones or people that were impacted by breast cancer and brain cancer. You'll notice the two ribbons. But today I'm going to go give you a brief overview of Ray, if you're not familiar with Ray. I'll talk to you about our training philosophy and the program we put together, and then we'll review some of the results of that training and then have questions at the end. So that's kind of the agenda. If you don't know much about Ray, we mine about 250,000 tons a day of material. 30,000 tons a day of ore goes to the Ray concentrator, and about 20,000 gets railed to the Hayden concentrator. We also have SXEW, and we're pumping about 15,000 gallons per minute of about 0.1 gram per liter copper to the SX and then to the EW building. And we produce about 100 million pounds of copper a year. And that goes to the Hayden smelter or the Amarillo refinery. Kind of an overview of Ray. It's a pretty large property, spread out. The pit's right in the middle, of course, and we got waste and leach dumps on both ends of the property, and the SX is kind of tucked on the south end of the property. So we were looking to figure out how we were going to improve our operator performance. And I brought together the safety guys, the maintenance guys, the operations guys, and we all had a meeting trying to figure out what's the best approach. I mean, we demoed the lots of different proximity detection and collision avoidance technologies. You know, we had a lot of the other gadgets and gizmos that were out there to help our operators. And we had a simulator. We had a Immersive Pro 2. And it was the philosophy at that time was the simulator goes from Ray to Mission to Silver Bell and then back to Ray. But when I got to Ray, we weren't really using the simulator. We had hired a bunch of people. And our training was, and I wasn't proud of it, our training was probably similar to your training, or some of your training maybe. I would train you. You would train him. He would train him. He would train him. And you would train somebody else. It's like when you were in grade school and you sat around the table and you whispered in somebody's ear and it came back around. Was it the same message? Very rarely it wasn't. It wasn't the same message. So we really looked hard and long about how do we want to train our people? What systems do we want to put in place? And this chart always comes to my mind as an operations guy. I was the mine manager at the time this decision was made. And so the mining department was near and dear to my heart. It still is. But I was the mine manager, and Kent Clifton from Caterpillar, I'm stealing a little bit of his thunder from tomorrow because I'm sure every presentation he's ever done, he shows this chart. This chart shows you where you can improve your efficiency of your mining operation. It's based on Caterpillar data from years and years and years, and it's always the same. Operator efficiency gives you the best bang for the buck. Cycle times, that's another operator issue somewhat. Payload, fuel consumption, all the way down to lubricants at the bottom. So this chart is kind of emblazoned in my mind, and I thought, well, okay, let's try and spend our money and put our time into something that's going to help our operators be more safe, but also improve our efficiency. So if you look at a lot of the other things that I had on my list, proximity detection and fatigue detection, they're going to help you know that an operator is falling asleep or getting too close to something. So they're going to impact machine capital and machine life. If the operator doesn't crash the piece of equipment or tear it up, it's going to help your machine life. And if they don't tear it up, then you're not going to have to buy as many. Well, that's good, but we really wanted to impact a lot more areas with our approach. So if you look at the green dots, what we felt was the most important thing is we could impact nearly every one of these. We can't impact operator wages, somewhat utilization, but we could impact almost every one of these areas with simulation and improving our operators and improving what they're trained on and what they're capable of doing and recognizing. So that's the approach we took. So the question was, what approach or technology should we invest in to improve the safety and operational performance? And the answer was, we're going to invest in and begin with the basics. We're going to retrain all of our operators on a base level and equipment operational techniques and try and improve safety with the goal of reducing our equipment damage, machine health, trying to reduce our maintenance costs, and operational efficiency by increasing our productivity and reducing our costs there as well. So that was the approach we took. What we did is we purchased a Pro 3 simulator. We sent the Pro 2 to Mission. We bought a Pro 3. We put in a training trailer. And right next to the simulator, right next to the mine building, we hired a training supervisor. That's all he does. We hired two truck trainers on every crew. One was the primary truck trainer. One is a backup truck trainer, so that when the primary truck trainer is training in the simulator, the backup truck trainer has the person that just came out of the simulator, and they're in the field with them, working with them in the field. We partnered with a lot of our OEMs. We partnered with Liebherr to do a train-the-trainer course so that our simulator trainers and our supervisor trainer, they all got the same message. They all know how to teach the same way. And then with Immersive, we put all of them through the Trainer's Advantage course, which teaches them how to teach people in the simulator, how to run the simulator, and how to change programming in the simulator as well. So we started out with just the basic training, targeted training. So we're just, right now, we're just looking at basic machine operation, machine health and maintenance. The way the structure works in each module is each row, the blue ones with the red box at the bottom, each one of those, the operator has to pass. So they have to pass each one of those, and when they get to the red box, that's if they don't pass, they got to go back. And you don't move forward until you pass them all. And then you get to the green box, and it goes back up to the top. I'll show a bigger picture of this so it's a little bit more clear later, but I wanted to give you an idea of the structure of the training program. And when you get to the end, they get to that far right column, they go down to the bottom, the red box, pass or fail. If they don't, they go back, and then they go off to the side and they get recommended to move on. So we started with machine health and maintenance. We moved to improving spotting times, operator efficiency again. Then we trained on dump times. And then we trained on increasing brake life. This makes the maintenance guys all happy. And then we trained on tire life, makes the tire guy happy. And then we trained on fuel economy, because for most of you that run haul trucks, fuel is probably the biggest cost you incur. So getting more out of your trucks, more better fuel economy out of your trucks is a huge player in your cost. So machine and health and maintenance, each of these slides is very similar. It goes through what is in each module. So machine health and maintenance in almost every module goes through emergency procedures. The operators get drilled and drilled and drilled and drilled on handling emergency procedures. Fires, all kinds of things, loss of brakes, loss of steering. And then what we put them through is a baseline. So they have no experience, they go through a baseline. The simulator scores them. They make errors. They make mistakes. They do things wrong. We get those results back. We pull the operator in. We share with them the results. We go over the proper procedures. We go over the errors they made. And we also give them attaboys for the things that they did well. And then we put them back through. And we see what difference it made in their score. So these are the things in the basic machine health, and these are the errors that they made. The baseline is the greenish color. That's, in this case, 39 operators and the number of error points. And then we remeasure them, which is the blue, and the system will put together a chart that shows you whether you improved or not. And you can see the shift here from the baseline, which was the blue shaded area, and the shift in the operator risk is fewer errors, and so it shifts to the left, which is what you want to see. So we're seeing some improvement in the operator performance just from one baseline, going reviewing it with them, and then sending them back through again. So we moved to improving spotting times. For those of you that have shovels, and I'll tell you, all of this is customizable to your mine site. You can make up whatever scenarios you want to put your operators through. So loading under a rope shovel, left and right side, loading at night, loading under a loader, same scenario, baseline, let them go, see how they do, go through the error results of the first pass, bring them back through, and test them again. And this is the baseline and the remeasure. And again, you see a pretty dramatic shift to the left. So operators improved. Now, the big problem I have is, what does that mean in the real world, right? This is a simulator. And so we have partnered with Sean, you heard this morning, Sean Desereau with MISIM. ASARCO has partnered with them, and we do have a data warehouse. And we can drill into all of the data that our dispatch system monitors. I can go in and on any one of those crews, I can pick one operator and tell you what the operator's average spot time was for any of those months or years. But for this presentation, I just kind of grouped them. And you can see our spot time. This is real world data. It was kind of flatlined there. So we did the simulator training, and it started to go down, which is good. Except for if you put the whole year on there, it actually went down for a little bit and then it went back up. Well, what that says is we didn't cement the behavior. We had a quick flash in the pan, they learned something, but this behavior wasn't embedded. So we moved on to dumping times. Same thing, dumping at night, dumping at the crusher, dumping at the dozer. Same format, you let them go without any instruction, then you give them what the simulator says their report card is, you go through the things they did good, the things they need to improve on, and you send them back through. This is the raw data, same color scheme, and again we see a shift to the left, which is exactly what we want to see. But again, you ask the question, is this really happening in the field? And so we can pull the MISIM data, we can go to the data warehouse, pull by crew, pull truck dump time, and we can see we were kind of on a downhill slope there before the training. But the same thing. Once we did the training, we came down for a little bit, and then we went back up. So I went to the immersive. Oops, excuse me. I went to the immersive guys, and I said, "What in the heck? What's going on here?" And they said, "Oh, don't get excited. We've seen this before, and this is what they've seen back to 2009. This is an operation where they were working on overspeeds, and they did the training, and they went down, and then it went back up again, worse than it ever was. They did a second training, and it came back down, and it wasn't until the third phase, they did it the third time, that they actually cemented the behavior into the operator's habits and solved the problem. So we moved on. We went to brake life. Again, machine alarms, obstacles in the road, maintenance items, emergency events, driving to conditions. We can give them wet roads. We can give them foggy roads. We can give them snow. We can give them whatever in the simulator, and without putting them out on a wet haul road, you can put them in a wet condition. And again, here's the number of errors and the remeasure. and again, a shift to the left. So we've got results that are telling us they're improving. We're bringing to their forefront things that they can work on. We went to tires, and the same thing, we have a tire manual that our tire supervisor put together. We review that with them. Avoid dry steering, avoiding obstacles, and then tire wear, driving at day and driving at night. Same scenario, baseline, go through the positives and negatives, put them back through, and again, a shift to the left. So the simulator is telling us your people are learning, your people are improving, things are getting better. And then we went to fuel economy, and that's the same thing. At day, you can do it at day or night, proper accelerator usage, brake usage, and dumping processes. And this is the raw data baseline and remeasure. And again, a pretty dramatic shift to the left. So we're seeing a lot of great things happening in the simulator with our people without putting them at any risk. We pretty much run it 24 hours a day. Each crew has their group of people that they put through, and they run everybody through. It takes about 4 hours to do the two sessions, and they just cycle people through all shift long. A couple days a week, that we give the simulator trainers a break, and they go run trucks out in the pit just so they keep abreast of the real world. So we also have a module for new operator training, and that's for people that have no experience and people that have or claim to have experience. You can, like I say, you can customize these and design these with the help of Immersive. And it goes through very much the same things, basic machine operation, machine health and abuse and safety, and production optimization. That's more for the new guy, doesn't have any experience. And then the more experienced stuff has a little bit more to it. And then we also have them ride along. This is a little bit bigger blow up of what, this is the new operator training. And as you can see, each one of the blue boxes is a skill. They get to the red box and they get measured. They either pass or fail. If they pass, they go to the next row or column, and so on and so forth. And then as they get to the bottom, once they pass, they get referred to management and they get sent to the field. So one of the things that I wanted to do was to use the simulator as a pre-employment tool. So what we asked Immersive to do was come up with just a real basic routine that we could take somebody who has no experience or somebody we're considering hiring and put them through the simulator and see how they did. Not a lot of skills, but just, can they listen? Can they follow instructions? Can they drive the truck? Can they back up the truck? And so they put together a kind of a pre-screening, new hire, new employee type program for us. And we run, after their interview, if they get through their interview for a haul truck driver position, then we run them through the simulator. It takes about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And we score them. And we use that as part of our criteria for whether we hire them or not in the future. And this is what that one looks like. This is our pre-employment. It's pretty basic. Can you drive the truck? Can you maneuver it? Can you back up? Basic stuff. Can they listen? So here's what we know. We know in the mining industry we have a lot of variables, right? I mean, you have your haul profile. You have your shovel loader setup. That's if your dump times are long or your spot times are long, it may be your setup. It may not be your people. So there's a lot of variables. Weather, if you're cutting a lot of tires, it may be that it's really wet. We all know that wet weather is hard on tires. So there's a lot of variables. We have very few really distinct measuring points out in the field. You know, we can measure spot time like we do. We can measure dump time. We can measure fuel burn. We can measure tire use or tire life. But there's really no clear conclusion because there's so many variables. And so I'm sitting here scratching my head. You know, this is one of those tough ones. And the best analogy I can use is well, here's what we do know. From our experience, machine simulation provides us a way to impact and assess a significant number of areas at one time. We can look at all those different things and we can target specific areas. The baseline and the reassessment allows us the way to show improvement. It's quantifiable. There's no bias. The simulator doesn't care whether you're 40 or 20, whether you're African American or white. It doesn't care what you are. It measures you the same and measures everybody the same. So there is no bias. So you don't like me, so you're thinking I'm doing bad. We know from Ray's experience that sustainability in many of the areas has not been achieved. We need to go back and redo spot times. We need to go back and redo dump times and do them back to back so that we cement those behaviors. My maintenance guy back here will probably cringe, but I truly believe that our property damage related to trucks has decreased over the time we've been doing simulation because our drivers are more aware. Emergency situations, which we've had, they've been every one of them. We've gone back and kind of went through the process, and all of our operators handled them flawlessly. So that, I believe, can be contributed to the simulator training because every module they get safety training, every one. And then our KPIs have improved. Our tons per operated hour are up. Our efficiencies are up. So we see a lot of positives. So how do you know whether machine simulation truly improves your mine performance across a significant number of areas? How do you know that? Well, I'll put it in my words. I kind of see it as akin to fuel additives. You know, how many of you guys do fuel additives? Anybody? Well, some people call them snake oil. And you know, do you really believe it? Can you really get the results? Do you really know it's working? You don't really ever really know. I mean, you've got some data and it shows that it's working, but you don't really ever know. And this to me is very akin, simulation is very akin to that, and I think it's working. There's a lot of variables in running our business, the haul profile, the weather, the mood of the operator, the shovel set. So it's very difficult to know. Sometimes you got to go with your gut, and that's kind of what we did. We said, you know, we're going to try this simulation thing and see if it works, and I think from our perspective, it really is working. We are very, very satisfied with where we're at. We know we've got more work to do. We know we've got to go back and do more training in specific targeted areas, but we need to make those behaviors stick that aren't sticking right now. And that's all I got. You got any questions? Got a couple.
Thank you. Is there any logic for the sequence of the module trainings that you did in the project, in the mine?
Yeah, there is a little bit of logic, but it's up to you to pick. What we did is we took off of the baseline training, we took the top five errors, mm-hmm. and we built the next module to try and target those five errors. And then after that was done, we took the next five and we built the training to target those five. So there is logic to it, but you can really pick and choose what you want to target when you want to target. We just use the number of errors committed by each operator.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, thank you. Rand Archer with MTU. Would you be able to speak just a bit on behavior you were looking to change to favorably impact fuel economy?
You know, I'm not in depth on the actual things that the training is, but I can tell you it has a lot to do with, I think just from my basic understanding, it has a lot to do with the way they pull away from the shovel, the way they make corners, and the way they pull the ramps, and the way they pull in and out of the dumps, right? I think that's where the training targeted throttle usage. Any other questions? Oh, one more.
View of the operations, what's the difference, not what the supplier says, what's the difference of the Pro 3 against the Pro 2 simulator, immersive?
You can talk to the immersive guys. They're out there in the hallway. It's very, very different. It's more realistic. It's more you wearing a hat. You're very much in the scene of the truck itself. It's a wraparound screen. It's a lot more real to the operator.
Thank you.
But they're back there in the back. They'd love to talk to you. Okay. Thank you.
Great presentation.